44-42, Amendment to Infrastructure List SD 2020-102 for Corazon del Mesa 4 LLC at Mesa del Sol Innovation Park, located on University between Stryker and Stieglitz. Bohannon Houston is the agent. Ms. Klein, are you representing this case?
Yes, I am. This is Kelly Klein, BHI.
Okay. And Mr. Barrera, are you here as well?
I'm here as well to listen along, yes. Thank you for your time today.
Okay, and please just introduce yourself.
This is Manny Barrera with Ravenswing Consulting.
Thank you. That's my phone in the background dinging. I apologize for that. Okay. Go ahead and give us, we're on minor cases generally, go ahead and give us an overview of this amendment.
So this is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. Basically what we're doing with this amendment is we originally had a one-phase design for Montage Unit 4. We're now going into the two phases, a phase 4A and a phase 4B. And with that, we just needed to separate the infrastructure list for those different phases such that we can assign two different city numbers to it, project numbers to it, and then get one signed off before the other.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Excuse me. Let me now turn and see if there are any members of the public that wish to speak on item number 9. Raise your hand now or unmute yourself and indicate that you would like to speak. This is for members of the public. Okay. Not seeing any, let's go to board comments, starting with Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. Availability statement 200309 has been provided and gives conditions for service. So there's a couple of previous comments that I wanted to just get clarification on. One was to provide documentation for sizing of a 4-inch and 8-inch reuse line. It would justify the size and ensure adequate pressure provided for the turf areas. And then engineer response to comment indicated that the infrastructure included with this development aligns with Mesa del Sol Level B master plan. We wanted that confirmed. And then a 66-foot wide public roadway easement and water and sewer easement existing. Is that existing or proposed? The note still just calls out the easement. It didn't say whether it was an existing or proposed. So that those are the three comments I just wanted to get clarification on. And probably the easement if you want to put existing or proposed on there. Thank you.
Sure. This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. In regards to the first comment with the sizing of the reuse right. water lines, that's something we're still working out and hope to continue through with DRC. We're just trying to understand the demands of the area. And on the infrastructure list, with our last DRB discussions, we decided to put a range on there until we can actually confirm that size. So we did the same with this amended infrastructure list with the two different phases. Again, just hoping that we can go ahead and clarify that through the DRC process. Then in regards to the 66-foot wide easement, I sent an email earlier to you, David, just to show you it is existing, and it was recorded in the Bulkland plat showing that, and in that email and in follow-up correspondence if you need, I can go ahead and indicate which book and give you all the details for that. But yes, it is an existing easement with that. And I think the last one was confirming that this is in line with the master plan. And yes, I'm confirming that this is in line with the master plan for Mesa del Sol.
This is David, Water Authority. Thank you very much. I'm actually looking at that now. And yeah, that, I appreciate the clarification there. Thank you very
sure.
much. And as regarding the sizing, I think if it's spelled out on the infrastructure list, as long as we have the alignment okay and it's clear on the infrastructure list, that sizing will be, I guess, confirmed at DRC, I'm okay with that.
Right. So we just have the ranges in there saying that I think it was going to be anywhere from 6 to 12 inches for the one going across the linear pond area. And the one that's servicing the parks internally was a range from 4 to 6. And so once we get those sizes in the construction documents, we'll identify that as what will be constructed.
Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project for compliance with the IDO and has no comments or objections at this time.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
All right, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no objection to the request.
Hydrology.
Ernest Tormejo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with stamp date of 8/10/2020. We have no objection.
Okay, thank you. Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection.
Okay, planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Plain has no objection, but just notes that this is an application for an amended preliminary plat, and we have it listed on the agenda as an amended infrastructure list only when I believe it's both. Just pointing that out.
Okay, Ms. Klein, can you respond to that?
I think we would need both an amendment to the infrastructure list and an amendment to the preliminary plat. If they're not one and the same, what do I need to do in order to change the, or to get the approval for both?
Yeah, so you would need to submit an application to accompany this that would amend the preliminary plat and then the infrastructure list that was associated with the amendments. Ms. Gould, I think you're back with us.
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. I have a question too, but go ahead.
No, go ahead with your question.
Well, my question was so this was submitted as a preliminary plat. When they did their notice, how did they send that notice?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I've got their submittal here, and on their application sheet, they clearly note it's a plat. What I was mainly referring to, and we got to look at notifications, but what I was mainly referring to is on our agenda, we have it listed as an amended infrastructure list. And I just wanted to point that out, but I can go through their submittal here and see. They get it all split up.
Because if the preliminary plat also needs to be amended to be broken up into two phases, but their notice and all of that kind of discusses that, then I think we can just add that request. If that's not in here, then they may need to do some additional notice.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'm going to their submittal here. I didn't see.
Ms. Klein, do you know this enough to know what you did?
So we did not submit any sort of neighborhood notices for the amendment to the preliminary plat. We assumed all that was done during the initial DRB hearing when we submitted it as the one phased project. And I don't believe, I didn't know that it was required for the amended preliminary.
Well, so this is Maggie Gould, the amendment to the infrastructure list and the amendment to the preliminary plat, I believe, have different notice requirements.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is Manny Barrera. The action here is mainly the modification to an infrastructure list, which I thought the guidance we got was this minor process here, because we're simply splitting up the previously approved infrastructure list for the existing approved preliminary plat.
I want to jump in here. This is Jay Rodenbach. I want to jump in here because I've got Form S2 pulled up, and if this is a minor amendment to the preliminary plat, mm-hmm. they need the letter describing, explaining, and justifying the request, yeah. which they have in their submittal.
Yeah.
They need the original preliminary plat infrastructure list, which they have, and then the proposed. So I don't see any notification requirements for this particular type of amendment.
No, so I think that was the question, was that I don't think we need to go back and do anything different if we also need to amend their preliminary plat.
But the this is Chair Wolfley. The problem is we didn't actually get this on the agenda as an amendment to the preliminary plat, correct? So that's kind of on us for that. So can we take care of that in 1 week's time? Ms. Gould, I mean, do we just need to list this on the agenda correctly?
This is Maggie Gould, Madam Chair. Yes, I think so, because we have all of those items already. So the only thing that we may need from them is some clarification about the minor amendment to the preliminary plat. My only question, though, is if they are splitting the preliminary plat into two phases, is that actually a minor amendment or is that a major amendment? Because it's going to be a change of more than 10%.
Good question.
Maybe Mr. Garcia can weigh in a little bit, but I think that.
So the preliminary plat stays the same, but it's in different phases?
Right, and so I think that's the question, is if we're just adding a phasing line, that seems minor to mm-hmm. me. If there are no other changes, but I think somebody could also look at it as you're now creating two new, like that's a major change because you're creating two new phases. But I think if we can look at it as the addition of a phasing line, that, and we are still going to end up with both infrastructure lists so that all the infrastructure is guaranteed. I think mm-hmm. we also just need to make sure that if we're splitting this infrastructure list into two lists, we're clear about what improvements are tied to which list. And, you know, so we make sure that happens correctly.
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. So we actually still have the one infrastructure list, and it's just the infrastructure list has separated out based on this.
Oh, okay,
okay.
Yeah.
It's Jay Rodenbeck. This is the revised infrastructure list.
Okay.
So you're
this
putting
is
the phasing
Gold, so,
on the
yeah.
infrastructure list. Mr. BSR, are you available to comment on this?
This is Shahab BSR. Madam Chair, I'm here. This is Shahab BSR. Creating a phase line, it does appear to be a fairly major change. Basically, you are building 50% of the project. It is a major amendment, in my opinion. If you were adding stuff or subtracting stuff from the infrastructure list, I would say that would be a minor adjustment. But you know, but like I said, creating a phase line, it appears to be a fairly major change.
So, this is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. The intent is to still tie the financial guarantee to one infrastructure list. But what we would like to do is have the ability to build out the phase 4A sort of first have the inspectors sign off on that with the on their CPN number, the infrastructure list would still be in play. And at the same time, the owner would be able to continue building phase two. The intent is just to initially get lots being built at first. So it's just a phase line that's drawn down the road. No items have been subtracted or removed from the original infrastructure list when it was one phase. It's just a matter of separating it based on a line on a drawing.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. So it seems like it's construction phasing and not so much a plotting phasing. So I would say that instead of creating a phasing on the plot, basically that might be handled through DRC and grading plan approval process, so where they could possibly take partial approval on improvements at DRC level and continue construction with like the second phase of the construction. And I might be just, that just probably could happen through a DRC level instead of a DRB. Since the construction is moving on, they're just wanting to get moving and so I guess to sell some of the houses sooner than later. And I would probably say that's, we might be able to handle it that way. As long as at DRC level, everybody feels comfortable that site, the first phase of the construction is functional as is being released. I think we could handle it that way if that's the intent.
Yes,
Ms. Klein?
Behind Houston, that is our intent. So if it's a matter of just not the platting issue, then perhaps this amendment to infrastructure list on the agenda was a mixed blessing. And that's essentially what we're trying to do, is we're just trying to separate so that we can get some of the housing and the water meters built first.
This is Shahab Biazar again. So, have you submitted a phasing plan for hydrology?
No, not specifically. This is Kelly Klein again. Our intent is to mass grade the entire site, and we'll be building the storm drain system in with the first phase, which is noted on the infrastructure list.
Okay. So I believe it seems like, you're doing a major amount of work as part of phase one, and phase one needs to be functional. So as long as you could certify the grading, as far as Water Audit Authority is concerned, if they're comfortable with, being able to phase this project at DRC level, I think we could do that and get partial. So, my other question is, can we submit the full, you could submit full construction plans and again, get partial acceptance at DRC level. Like I said, that could be coordinated with Water Authority and DRC level stuff.
So it was our, this is Kelly Klein with Hannah Houston. It was our understanding that in order to get the water meters for the initial phase 4A, we would have to have that sort of, that area, we'll call it the phase 4A area, on one project number through DRC. And so in order to get the one project number for the phase 4A, we needed to change the infrastructure list such that they can assign the project number and then sign off with a city inspector for each one of those items built in phase 4A.
Unknown caller.
So, I'm sorry, did I answer your question?
Yeah, this is Shahab Biazar. So I would probably defer to Water Authority to see how they see that moving forward. I could see that we still could create two construction plans with phase one and phase two, as long as phase one is functional, so we could get partial release on the infrastructure items. But like I said, I'll leave that to Water Authority.
And This is Manny Barrera, Madam Chair, members of the board, and that's the intent. We want to be able to just get lots on the ground earlier and build a functional phase 4A. We've taken that into consideration and have some conversations with the DRC members to break that up to support that. But we are planning to grade it all, both 4A and 4B at one in one phase, and then build the infrastructure in two different phases so that we can get one phase accepted earlier and have water meters released and be able to get a lot sold and things of that nature. That's the intent.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Yazar again, if I may chime in again. So there's a lot of stuff that could happen, you know, during construction, because once you have mass graded the site and you're moving along with your construction, what we have done in the past, if you provide us pad certification and show like, you know, the pads are draining properly, we have issued building permits as part of that. And, we like to see certain improvements already constructed, like curb and gutter, stuff like that. So if you want to move forward with pad certification and building permits, that's definitely a possibility. And, you know, a lot could happen until you get to basically water meter services. So I think that'll give you plenty of time to basically be constructing the entire water line and sewer line loop, for example, if need to. So things could happen simultaneously, and then I guess by the time you're getting close to your water meter, I think a lot of the stuff could be already constructed. So I don't know if that helps with your wanting to move forward with some of the building permits. But if you really wanted to break it into the phases, I mean, I would say that this would be a major amendment. I mean, as for at DRB level.
So if we're just
even though the intent is to financially guarantee it all and have it go to final plat under a financial guarantee for all of it.
This is Shahab Bizar again. Yeah, and see, on paper, I mean, what we are approving is amending a plat and breaking into two phases. So that is considered a major amendment. I understand that your intent, but I mean, on paper, what we are approving as, what DRB is approving, it's considered a major amendment, even though, yeah, your financial guarantee, everything altogether.
So this is Chair Wolfley. So actually what they have on the agenda is an amendment to their infrastructure list. We didn't have an amendment to the preliminary plat that actually came forward on the agenda. It was part of their submittal. So that's what we're trying to sort through, if they really needed that or not on the plat.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Yazar. I don't know. That's more of a technicality. I don't know if that needs to be reflected on the plot or not. If we decide that it doesn't need to be reflected on the plot and it's just a phasing on the infrastructure list, I would say that would be a minor amendment.
Okay.
This is Kelly Klein. That's the intent. That's what we're looking for.
So, Mr. Gutierrez, did you want to speak out on this?
This is David with the Water Authority. I'm okay with it. I don't know what the plat requires as far as phasing, but the phasing plan that they have on the infrastructure list is fine with me. I really don't have a preference. And the existing infrastructure list, I don't know if Shahab has any more comments on that, but DRC we've done it before where you do one project, and if you build all the water line and it's some minor surface stuff, we've approved projects, you know, and the city does check for those surface adjustments and stuff. So But I guess I'll ask the question to Kelly. Did you talk to Chris about this phasing? Is that what he preferred on this? I'm not sure where the reasoning for the breaking up of this phasing.
Sure. This is Kelly Clanthohannon. We did run, when we were deciding to phase it, we did run initial conversations through Chris. And like I said, this is what our understanding of what would happen. It is really more of a construction issue than it is a platting issue. And so if the plat can still be just a line showing the phasing, we're not necessarily intending to plat a 4A and a 4B. We just want to be able to build the 4A area first and then go into the 4B area second. Chris's main concern in doing that was in regards to keeping a water line looped and ensuring that the reuse water line was still getting installed with the first phase. And right. So I felt like this was is meeting the intent of what we're trying to do. We're basically trying to be able to construct the project in two different project numbers such that we can sort of clear one out while the other one's still being built, to get our water meters, they can sell their lots, and then we can finish up with the second half of the phasing. In the meantime, we have the infrastructure in that loops everything and satisfies those agreements.
Right. This is David with Water Authority. I think that makes sense. And I'm not sure. I think it could have maybe been handled at the DRC level. As far as phasing, so that's I don't know if that conversation this came from Chris or not, but if it did, then I would want to move forward with amending it if that's what he desired. But yeah, I'm okay with splitting it up, and I've reviewed the phasing, and it seems that they're both standalone, but phase one does need to come first. So that's all I have. Thanks.
Right. This is Kelly Capohan in Houston, and it was Jim from the DRC that asked us to amend the infrastructure list such that the two phases could be separated and assigned clean CPN numbers as standalone projects.
Okay.
So that's why we came back as a minor action.
So this is Chair Wolfley. So Mr. Biazar, do you think then it sounds like it might be okay to just proceed with acting on this amendment to the infrastructure list?
This is Shahab Bizar. I believe we could probably move forward just knowing the understanding the intention, everything's going to be financially guaranteed. I don't see, it's not a normal way of doing things, but I guess, like I said, as long as DRB feels comfortable as well, we can move forward and treat it as a minor case.
Okay. I think we've circled around it. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the amendment to the infrastructure list. Let's start with Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I approve.
It's Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Is it too late to ask a question, Madam Chair?
It's never too late.
Okay. Question. So I just want to find out the status of the plat. Is there a preliminary plat on the table now, or is there a final plat?
Previously approved preliminary plat.
Preliminary. So prior to building permit, there will be a final plat, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I go to Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Thank you. Ms. Sommerfeld?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld of Parks and Rec. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approe.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve Item 9, Project PR 2020-3442, Amendment to Infrastructure List SD 2020-102, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPN. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, note of order. I have a previous engagement and need to excuse myself from the meeting at this point. Ms. Maggie Gould is the acting DRB chair, and she will finish running the meeting this afternoon. And I just want to remind Ms. Gould that the last break we had was at 11:30. So we're an hour and a half into activity at this point. And thank you, everyone, and good luck with the rest of the agenda.
Thank you.